The Dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Hey Kingston, let's take a walk together for awareness, fundraising, and fun. Join us for the 2026 Kingston Canada Walks for Bladder Cancer event happening at Lake Ontario Park on Sunday, September 13th, 2026 at 9:30 a.m. Gather your friends, family, and colleagues and team up for a day by the water supporting Bladder Cancer Canada and register now at bccwalk.ca. Great fun for a great cause. See you on September 13th.
We are Blunt Force Llama.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Woo.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, host of CFRC's Numbers with Wings. I have good news. At least I think it is. Jesse has given me another hour. So my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in. Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. The merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you. Yes.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for waking up and tuning in to Making Bacon. I'm DJ Overeasy. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. And it's located on a morning that may be the most perfect morning of the summer here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. It is sunny. It's warm. It's calm. Quiet. It was so peaceful this morning. It was just absolutely lovely. Biking into the station. So I hope that you are up and you are a lucky person who has little to nothing to do today. Because then you can just get up and your brain isn't already preloaded with tasks for the day. You just wake up, and as you're making yourself a nice warm beverage, just let it seep into you quietly. It's just beautiful, beautiful. And so, I don't know, I guess I'll try and help that out. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's been a great week. I hope you're all doing very well. Well, if you're in Kingston, you've been downtown. As you all know, this weekend is the big hip weekend, the hip forever. And there's already been a couple days of activity, and there'll be a lot more. So the Market Square concert, and then the yesterday, I walked down to the merch market because there were few people there, a few good buddies there. My good buddy Clem Chesterfield was there. And I just had to sift through the crowd of thousands of people just in awe of these local Kingston musicians. Squid Pistol was there. Bam, they got the coolest merch. Check it out. They got these really creepy tentacles that, like, I don't know, they creep me out. They creep me out, but they're very cool. Squid Pistol and the boys, Good Co, were there. Got to see the boys. And yeah, what a great day it was yesterday. So, we are lucky. We are lucky to be living and breathing right here today in Kingston and to have all of these incredible creative people at our fingertips so that the city itself, look, you know, the city's whatever. The city's colonial. This city would not be able to put on the events and do the things that they do without those individuals. It's not the city. Kingston's just whatever. It's just a bunch of stone. It's the people here. So I hope you get out there and enjoy the beautiful backdrop that this city provides, but understand the heart and soul of this city lies in our incredibly talented creative musicians. And CFRC is a huge part of that. So, hey, you want to be a part? Volunteer. It's a good thing to do, I'm telling you. Keeps me out of trouble. Well, I don't know. Let's not go overboard. Other than that, not really much else to say other than just everybody stop their bombs and stuff. That's just silliness. Just silliness. And, you know, you can argue about justification for killing this person or that person or that, you know, the Holocaust or the bombing or all of this. Look, people, it's all in the past. Just stop. Just stop. It's not necessary. And it's, it's kind of, let's just enjoy the time we have left on this planet. Let's say that. All right. That's it. That's it. That was the type of introspective, reflective morning the warm sun and the peace and quiet gave me. So, speaking of introspective, I am going to begin this morning the way I often like to do with my good friend, an insanely talented man, Oscar Evans, with a track called introspective elevator. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Make Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. Welcome. Yeah, Oscar Evans and a track called Gotta, from the EP called Gotta Start Somewhere, Introspective Elevator. And, I can't get enough. Get out there and support local legends, icons. Chris and Dee, and they released a new track in the last month here, and I'm digging it. I'm loving it. Here we go. Nolan Hubbard, the sweet, seductive sounds of Nolan Hubbard. That's a brand spanker. Put them up. It's the picture here on Bandcamp has it's like a pink shag carpet or something, and then a couple boxing gloves. Oh man, Nolan, I'm telling you. He's much more of a lover, not a fighter. Oh, buddy, that's great. Featuring Nicholas Lennox on the sultry sax. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, a little weak in the knees. All right, we got, and before the brand spanker from Nolan Hubbard, oh, I guess we had a brand spanking set, so I hope you needed a good spanking this morning, because Nolan was only preceded by the best brand spankers out there, Chris and Dee. Thank you for some amazing music, guys. Miss you guys, hope you're doing well, and okay. Now I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay, brought in Hannah George's album because, I don't know, it was just one of those mornings. Like I said, I woke up this morning and I was, this is how peaceful it was. I was like, do I take records? See, oh, and normally I have a fairly good pattern when I'm in, you know, a certain routine or whatever, but... You know, life is interesting. So it's been not routine-esque lately. And, yeah, so I was like, do I take records? I was like, nah. And then I'm like, do I take records? And I'm like, well, I was thinking of this one. And I was thinking of this one. And this was it. So the mellow feeling of the morning is what led me, guided me, gently encouraged me to pick up these next couple tracks here that I'm going to play for you. First of all, we have Hannah George's. And if you were at SPAF, Skeleton Arc Park Festivals, I always have a hard time saying that for some reason. I always want to say the word fart. It's my 12-year-old me inside me struggling with adult me. It happens often. So Skeleton Art Park Fest. Hannah stopped by and I picked up this album. It was incredible. Such lovely. It's not haunting, she just has this warm, soothing embrace with her sound. I like that. So here we go. Hannah George's turntable 2. I don't recall. I'm actually going to play 2. And I do believe it's hard to tell on the album because there's like little intros to the song, but I don't know if they're separate songs. Anyways, I think it's called Better Somehow. We'll just check. We'll just say it is. And then when the song plays, if it's a different one, I'll know. All right, everybody. Enjoy Hannah George's and a song.
Respond to and weep.
Yeah, check that out. Apologies for I attempted to very diligently and in an organized way. I was going to honk the horn when I... to bleep a poo-poo word, and I completely messed it up, as you may have been listening. Otherwise, if you weren't listening, I did a perfect job. Perfect. No poo-poo words whatsoever. None of them. All just happiness and rainbows here on Making Bacon. Saturday morning here in Kingston, Ontario, CFRC 101.9 FM. Thanks everyone for tuning in. You're a very kind individual for putting up with me and my self-indulgent motivation to come in here and just play with records and push buttons and have fun. And yeah, that's it. It's really fun. So if you're out there and you need something to do, I have no better advice in my father-like repertoire than to say, young person, join CFRC FM and it will change your life. I guarantee it. It almost upsets me how many people are not getting to experience this. They have no idea. They look after themselves poorly. If people looked after themselves better, they would be down to CFRC regularly contributing hugs, music, all this good stuff. Open, accepting environment. It's the best. It's the best. All right. Thank you, Hannah, for that amazing music. And so next I have another vinyl. Inspired by the morning of solitude, and we have Bird Brain. I saw them at the Toucan. Zuffalo. Bird Brain is the album, and I was absolutely mesmerized and maybe hypnotized by it. Zuffalo is this incredible little spider web in the corner. The word Zuffalo in a spider web. Some very interesting art on like, it's like a beehive with different segments in it, with all of this very interesting imagery. And yeah, psychedelic, but it has more of a folky, what am I trying to say? It's kind of like Game of Thrones style, but also psychedelic. It's interesting. Anyways, Zuffalo, love these guys. We are going to enjoy a track. Again, I forgot. I have no idea. I'll figure it out when we when you listen to it, and then we'll come back. I'll tell you what it was. All right, Zuffalo.
Can be hard to talk, and both of us are thinking just how good it can be. I wanna meet you there in the tropics and the torrent, and I hope you bring me there. We're going down a road of beauty, because I'm falling. I wanna see the stars when I look up in the sky.
Yeah, Harmony on Mars. Harmony on Mars. Well, let's hope. Because other than of the musical variety, Harmony on Earth could use some improvement. All right, so, yeah, there. So that's a bit of a toe stub. I was like, for whatever reason, this. And I got some other harder stuff, too, that I want to play. But we'll ease you into it. A little taste and a little exposure therapy. And then we'll eventually get to some, I think I saw on this jump drive that I have, some Baloney Colorado. Love that guy. What was the other one? Joan Smith and the Jane Does are on this. So I got one of theirs that we'll have to throw on. So yeah, that's a little more of a kick to the groin. We'll check that out in a bit. But in the meantime, thanks for tuning in. And, you know, one thing I was talking about the people in Kingston, and yesterday when I was sitting downtown chatting with my boy Kyle, and he was sitting there and we were sitting there, and then all of a sudden this old guy in a walker comes up, and he's distraught. He's upset. He's teary-eyed. And he starts talking about Gord Downie. And he was legitimately taken with grief. He was there in the market. He was experiencing these things. And for whatever reason, because, you know, he just appeared. Like, it's not like saw him coming or whatever. Like he sought us out and started talking to us, and was teary eyed and just saying what a tragedy it was to have lost Gord, and what an incredible poet, and just so much so this man was so moved by, you know, Gord and his contribution. I asked him, like, did you know him? Like, are you family? Are you? And nope, not at all. Just a fan who lives in Kingston. And this man had a deep appreciation and love of Gord Downie and his music. And yeah, now as I'm talking about it, I got to play some Gord stuff. But I'll see if I can find it, because I just was not prepared. And if because I don't use Spotify, I'll hop on YouTube there and find a nice good Gord song for us to be able to enjoy. And I just wanted to say thanks, old dude. Thank you for sharing such a touching moment that I could then share with you listening. And hopefully you feel the same way. Hopefully, whether you've realized it or not in the past, Gord Downie was an absolute incredible poet. And the music that him and the Hip did together here in Kingston was a wonderful time in history that we can all appreciate and identify with together. So there you go. Let's see. Oh, I'm such a bad DJ. Oh, my goodness. If you didn't tune in last week, You're lucky. No, I shouldn't say that. You're lucky because you missed my overly self-indulgent birthday show. That's right. We had the make and bacon breakfast birthday spectacular. Birthday breakfast spectacular. No, birthday breakfast bonanza. And my good buddy, John McClurg, and he brought in his good buddy, Tony. And what an awesome time. What an awesome time we had. We just had fun and sat around here. It's good when I have somebody in the studio, because then I just have an excuse for all my poor performance. All right. So John McClurg and a track called Rainbow Highway.
I was born upon a white highway that I knew was none of mine. Just a little fire that jumped a wire with a Velcro shoe and a wandering mind. Then unto a blue highway where the sun had always shined. A Bazooka Joe, a cigarillo, and a simple heart and a wandering mind. Then unto a red highway that I knew was none of mine, where a pretty lady in a purple robe says, swallow now and understand in time. The black highways, the rue your days when you do not know your mind. Yes, the black highways will rule your days when you wanted a nickel and they gave you a dime. I need a cloudless lawn and a chance to steal the tunes I feel I can make some use of. You need a broken door and some tired garden metaphors, like a cord to things above. Well, you gave me a green highway and you said it could be mine. Yes, you gave me a green highway as straight and simple as a sunflower spine. And I gave you a simple song with the most redundant. There's a green wood far away, wherein there grows a healing vine. Chance to steal the tunes I feel I can make some use of. You need a broken door and some tired garden metaphors that you still can be proud of. If there's a rainbow highway in your mind, then you know there's one in mine. And I'll live half a mile down Sumac Road. Come see me when you've got some time. 'Cause I'm back here on this white highway. I finally made it mine. I'm back here on this white highway with a simple heart. Bring it on, oh, at last.
nights of make believe, days you don't believe, nights of faith in flame, not consumed by flames. Still, summer's always going, turning everything into gray, and I will miss all the not knowing.
Downey. Gord Downey from an album called The Grand Bounce. Gord Downey and the Country Miracles. And that's one of my favorites. One of my favorites. I've honestly not heard a lot of people playing that song or every, but my goodness. Unmatched. Unmatched talent right there. I swear. Okay, I've got my promos set up or nothing here, so I'm going to throw on, we'll take a break here. We'll take a break, and we will finish off this hour, and then we are going to head into the next one. I'm so bad. I'm sorry, people. You are very kind for tuning in. Thank you. I hope you're having a great start to your morning. I'll just bring some music here soon. We'll get these promos done. Bring some music. And hopefully, you are enjoying this incredibly calm and gorgeous morning. It's lulled me into a lackadaisical state. And that is not beneficiary to my DJing abilities. All right.
We're the Brothers Landreth, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC
Kingston.
This is Noel.
I did.
I host the Black Alternative on CFRC 101.9.
where we highlight alternative music, diasporic belonging, and all the black sheep making music they're not supposed to. Tune in to listen to me every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up?